Welcome to the Social Code Podcast. I'm Lauren Crawford, full-time dance instructor and wellness coach.
And I'm Leah, happy-go-lucky social dancer and co-host, or also known as Lauren's sister.
You've tuned in today because you've entered the social dance scene and you've realized there's more to it than just skill level.
That's why we're here, to show you how to navigate making friends, the inevitable rejection, building confidence, and avoiding awkward situations, and more.
We'll be talking all things lifestyle, relationships, and social dancing. So let's get into it. Welcome to another episode with Lauren and Leah.
Hey.
Of the Social Code Podcast. I say that every time.
You do. Maybe we should just change it.
Social Code Podcast. There we go.
The get your shit together, Lauren. Social Code Podcast.
All right.
Yes.
Today we are talking about something very, very important, which is
hygiene.
Super important, and I think one of the biggest ones to touch on at the very beginning.
And also being a little bit more sensitive to it, because we do understand that there are some things that you cannot change. It's just your body. But there are obvious ways that you can help that situation.
Absolutely. Help soften the situation.
So please don't take offense to anything that we say when it comes to this particular subject, because it's not coming from a place of doing anything like that. It's just very like, we are honestly trying to help you because we struggle with the same things.
Absolutely. And we hear this all of the time. Like, I get so much feedback from people about that kind of situation and how to go about telling somebody like, hey, there's an issue. You stink, or you're too sweaty, or whatever the case may be. We'll dive into that. No worries. We are like real talk right now, and we have your back here. Like, this is us coming to you as friends, as your sisters.
What's up?
All right. So let's talk about, first, let's start right away, body hygiene.
Yes.
There's no reason why you shouldn't be able to have a shower or something at the beginning of your day. All right. So even if you have the ability to go social dancing and you can go home first, take a shower for sure. Rinse off. Jump in the shower, rinse off. If you're coming right from work, no big deal. But make sure that you're at least showering at the beginning of the day.
Yes, absolutely. Make sure cologne moderately. You know what I mean? Don't overdo it. It's
one
okay. We smell you.
Spray is enough.
Especially if it's like Axe. You know what I mean? Like, that's a little extra.
It's a little extra because it's strong.
Yes.
So I get Lauren 101, I get terrible migraines, and scent and smells really trigger me a lot.
Yes.
So, people, for no one else but for me. So yeah, just one little spray is enough if you're wearing cologne or perfume. You don't want to douse in it. Everybody smells so differently, and because you're dancing so close to people and being around people. By the way, this goes as a tip if you're just working in a small office as well.
It's true. Yeah. D-O.
D-O for the B-O.
D-O so for the B-O.
This one.
Bless you. Bless your heart, because
this is Leah and I all the time. So I'm always, like, I'm the queen of, like, armpit sniff test. Like, I'm always, like, lifting my armpit up, but I don't smell my own. I'm like, Leah, smell me. How do I smell?
Like, girl, you musty.
She's like,
musty, what are you doing? What are you doing?
And I shower. I am an obsessive showerer.
Yes.
If that's a word. Like, I shower 2 to 3 times every single day. But I'm extremely active as well, and I'll be dancing for hours and hours. And you do. You're dancing. You're moving. Like, you're getting sweaty. But that's why you either need to check in with somebody, a good friend, or Leah.
Yeah.
You're gonna
hey, I will give you honesty. Listen, I will take one for the team.
But there are times where I'll be like, girl, and she's like, no, Lauren. And I'll be like, but there's only like 5 minutes left of like the night. And she's like, I don't care. Go into my purse.
Yeah, I always carry it with me.
Always.
Every
she's like,
time.
Go into my purse. You need to grab some D.O. for the B.O. We are not playing around.
And there have been times where I'm like, girl, I smell so bad right now. Yeah. I'm like, it's really bad. And she's like, no, like, it's okay. I'm like, no, it's bad. So then you'll notice that when I'm dancing with people, I don't fully extend my arms.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah.
Not today.
So if I do that, just know it's because I don't want to, you know, burn your nose hairs. It's a natural body thing. It's all natural.
But we're also checking in with ourselves throughout the night. So it's not just like beginning of the night. Usually everything's super fresh.
Oh, yeah.
But then as time goes on, you're sweating. You're getting other people are sweating. It gets hot. You know, that's half the fun of it. But check in. Like, if you need to take a break, take a step back, go outside, cool off, take a break. You know?
Yeah. We know some people that, you know, they know their own body, so they'll bring a change of shirts.
Yes.
You know, they'll bring a change of clothes.
Let's go into, I'm glad you said that. This is going to make us go right into sweating.
Yes.
So there's the smell of your body, right? Taking care of that. And then there's just sweating. Some people are sweaters.
Yeah.
Like, legit.
Like, the second that they go into a frame, they're sweating.
Oh, yeah, they're already sweating.
Yeah, and it's, again, we understand, right? It's nerves. Oh, you're trying to do a million things at once, especially as a lead.
It's just bloody hot. Yeah, you're working.
It's true. I'm a follow, but, like, I also know that there's just a lot that goes into it, you know? And so, also being very aware of, again, we still know, you know, people that bring a change of clothes, bring towels.
Yep.
There was a dancer that we just absolutely adored that used to wear a scarf.
Yeah, like a lightweight,
linen type of scarf. And he would take care of himself while you were dancing because he knew, you know, that this was something that needed to be taken care of. And he made us so happy.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. So I lead 50% of the time and I follow 50% of the time. So I know that as a leader, I definitely work harder than when I follow.
Absolutely.
But with that being said as well, like, I also make sure that if I'm leading, because I'm kind of, my embrace is a little bit different, that certain areas of my body are more dry.
Yes.
Which sounds funny as well. Or if I'm following, like, I make sure that, like, my armpits are good to go. Because, like, the guy's under your arm.
Yes.
But, yeah, and then there's nothing wrong with changing your shirt, like, 4 times if you have to. Like, I would much rather dance with somebody that just has a fresh shirt. Is like, oh, excuse me, I got to go change my shirt real quick.
Yeah.
Than be like, no, I don't want to change my shirt because then...
Being self-aware takes out that awkward conversation. Oh, gosh, It takes out the uncomfortability of it, right? Like, if you're embarrassed about it, just being like, you know, I need to go change my shirt and being really casual about it, no one's going to think twice about it. They're just going to be like, oh, cool. All right, do you, boo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
with this being said, if you know that you're a sweaty person and you're like, listen, it is what it is, and other people are like, hey, it doesn't matter, that doesn't mean that it doesn't offend everybody.
Yes.
So, if you are a sweaty individual, there's nothing wrong with that. It is totally fine. But do not then try to hug on people. Do not then, you know, try to be in an extra close embrace even afterwards. I know that I have no problem dancing with somebody if they're sweaty. It's totally fine with me. But after the dance is done, they always try to give me like this big hug and they like lay their face on my face and like they're pushing their sweat against my body. No, that's where the line is.
Yes, like, it's almost like when you're at the gym and someone uses a piece of equipment and there's a sweat mark on the bench, right?
Yes.
You don't want to put your face or your head where their sweaty hiney was. That's just not something that you want to do. You know what I mean? Like, sweat is sweat. It's a way of your body to release toxins, which means it's not a sanitary thing to be sharing with other people.
Yeah, especially if you can prevent it. Like, after the dance is done, say thank you so much, hold their hand, give it a squeeze. You know, even like, I am a big fan of like holding someone. I'm doing it to Leah right now.
She really is physically
doing it. Of holding,
gives you nice comfort.
Yeah, of holding someone's shoulder and being like, oh, thank you so much.
Doing the hand hug. You know, where you, like, hold their hand and then you cuddle their hands.
Yeah, 2 hands. We're doing it right now.
It's amazing. We're such weirdos.
I know.
Like, they can see exactly what we're doing.
But the point is, if you are, like, literally dripping sweat, like, don't go and hug somebody. Like, the other point of it is, if I'm hugging on somebody and then I'm now sweaty because of them, and then somebody else hugs me, and then somebody else hugs me, like, it's just, it becomes, as Leah said, a little bit unsanitary. So we are now going to float that into hand hygiene So, throughout the night, this one's short, sweet, to the point. Before you start dancing, whether it's a class or whether it is just like social dancing on the floor, go to the bathroom and wash your hands. There's no reason why you shouldn't start with fresh hands. And throughout the night, you need to continue to wash your hands. I like to keep a little bit of hand sanitizer at the front whenever I do a venue, but that doesn't replace hand washing. The hands get sticky, hands get sweaty, you know, you're touching a lot of different people. So to just go in and give a little quick rinse, that will go a very, very long way. And I'm going to say this, and I know I'm going to sound like your mom here, but after you go to the bathroom, wash your hands, .. with soap. Yes, I know a lot of people will go in and they'll either forget to wash their hands. I'm going to use the word forget because I want to be kind. Or they'll just like rinse their hand under water for like 10 seconds. Come on, guys. Like, I went to school for microbiology. Like, it matters. Like, they always say, like, sing the happy birthday song in your head. Sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star in your head. Count to 20 seconds. Wash your hands with soap. Do a good job. You know, you're dancing with other people. Like, if not for your own health, but, like, for the health of others to make sure that they are in a healthy space. You know, there's nothing worse than getting sick because somebody just is a half-ass hand washer. Like, we are all adults here. Every single one of us. Adults. Again, don't want to sound like your mom, but oh, wash your hands. All right, that is going to lead us into oral hygiene.
Yes, oral hygiene. Big thing. Big thing. Toothbrushes, $1.99 tops. You know, $1.99 tops at the drugstore. Bring gum, mints, Listerine strips.
All those things are great, but I think that, Leah, what you said right away was the best, and that was a toothbrush is like $1.99 at the drugstore. Keep a toothbrush in your car. Even mints and gum, fantastic along the way, but you need to start with a fresh mouth as well. You are inches away from someone, and it is the most offensive thing, and it's probably the number one complaint that I get from leaders and ladies saying like, hey, can you please address this? Like, it is bad.
Yeah. Also be mindful, like, yes, it's sometimes unavoidable, right? Mm-hmm. You eat something, yep, or it's been a long day, or you drank something, or whatever the case may be, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to go out social dancing, be aware that, hey, there are going to be people close to you. So maybe don't ask for extra garlic. Right? Maybe don't eat raw onions. Maybe. Just be mindful of what you know will affect the smell of you. Yeah. You know, the smell of your breath. And what will be easier to mask or eliminate versus not.
Yeah. Oh, fun fact. So, although mint is one of the best at covering up the scent of, like, bad breath or whatever, cinnamon actually is one of the smells and scents or whatever, flavors, I guess, that will actually reduce the odor and not just mask it.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So cinnamon, ladies and gentlemen, is a good go-to if you genuinely want to take the odor away versus just covering it up.
Cinnamon gum is the best.
And I know people that hate cinnamon gum, and I love cinnamon gum. I know.
It's so good.
Cinnamon. It's like a chai latte in your mouth.
It is. One of my favorites. Hey, yo.
Hey. So, yeah. So, we've gone over body. We've gone over mouth. We've gone over hands. Not in that order, obviously.
Oh, kind of mixed up.
So let's talk about really quickly hair.
Yes.
So ladies, this one's for you. Ooh, listen up. So listen, child, ladies, listen. If you have long, beautiful, lush hair, then I'm jealous of you. Because then you're like my sister Leah. But if you do, as you're sweating, as other people are sweating, as they're hugging you, right, we already went over that. Mm-hmm. Your hair gets sweaty, whether it's from your own or for somebody else.
Yes.
As you're dancing, tie it up.
There's nothing worse than getting whipped in the face by a sweaty hair. Eyeball. And you're like, oh, that tipped in my mouth.
The oh my this gosh, is we're not gonna make me gag. I said I wouldn't gag.
It's real life though.
Sweaty hair in your mouth when it's somebody else's hair is
no.
Again, we're not even making fun of you because we get it.
We've had it. We've done it. We've had the sweaty
yes,
hair.
Yes, and I'm like, oh my god,
my own mouth.
So I tie my hair. I'm known for just tying my hair in a tight bun on top of my head. Not that you have to tie your hair in a tight bun on top of your head, but tie it back, braid it, pull it back. I mean, when ladies, when you're turning, like your hair is whipping around. Yeah. So not only is it just like sweaty, but it hurts.
Yes.
It's more pain than smell.
Little fun fact, you can't see your partner if your hair is in your face. So
pull it out.
It's another way of being able to connect with your partner. Instead of worrying, like, having to flip your hair or having to, like, move it out of your eyes because it's everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Start it
can
with
still
it down.
Look so pretty. And it, here's the thing. There's
start
nothing cuter. I love when girls, it sounds really weird, when, like, girls get sweaty and then they just, like, throw their hair up in a ponytail and it's, like, this cute little tight, like, sweaty ponytail.
I agree.
Because you're like, yes, girl, I see you. Like, I see you.
Yes.
Like, it's so cute because it makes them real.
Yes. And they're about to get shit done.
You know? Yeah. Like, you mean business right now.
I like that when I'm working out in the gym. Like, girls that, like, try to, like, work out with their hair down. Listen, good for you for showing up. But then at a certain point.
Good for you for showing up. Props.
Yeah. At a certain point, you're going to tie your hair back because you need to get shit done.
Yeah.
Dancing is no different than that. Like, you start off, it's fun. Like, you be a little playful. But then when you are ready to get it, tie the hair back, girl.
Pull it back.
And I always have extra hair ties.
Yes. Bobby pins, hair ties.
Leah does too.
Yep.
So if you're ever at any of our events, you can ask any of us. We always have a big secret stash. But load your wrist up before you go.
Oh, yeah. Get a scrunchie. They're back in. I'm very excited about it.
Make it match your socks. Hello,
bring out them leg warmers. Have some fun with it.
Also, speaking of sweat, kind of just... That's like the main thing here.
It
sweat
really is.
And odor. The clothing that you choose will make a big difference as well. So I know a lot of people don't like to wear cotton because it gets sweaty quickly and then it doesn't dry. However, it is breathable and it doesn't stink. So I know like a lot of like Under Armour material.
It traps it.
It smells. So it dries quickly, but it smells. So, you know, just being mindful of what fabrics you're choosing.
Yeah.
Polyester stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right?
If you're going and getting your clothes at the dollar store, they're so cute. And if you want to go out clubbing in them, that's awesome. But when it comes
get
to
multiple pairs.
Yeah. Just double
that way
up.
You can, that way
order
you can
it on Amazon.
That way you
we
can change.
Love Amazon.
Throughout the night.
Exactly. But the problem is again, especially for women, we have more spots that sweat that hold.
Boob sweat.
Yeah,
boob sweat.
I am talking boob sweat. It's a real thing. It's uncomfortable.
Guys, you get ball sweat.
You do. So, I mean, it's just different parts of the body, you know?
But get boob sweat.
We do. And it's miserable. And there's nothing worse than lifting your arms up and you having, like...
Pit stains.
Boob stains. Boob stains, you know? So,
yeah.
One of those things
thing
is being really
the...
mindful of, yeah, the clothing that you're wearing so that everything can breathe.
Yeah, and the thing about, like, having... Like pit stains or boob stains, like no one cares. I know
no,
I don't care.
Shit. Like, but it still gets uncomfortable.
But that's the point. It gets uncomfortable, right? And if it's not drying, then chances are, then like over time, the people that you're dancing with, that sweat will eventually get on them.
Yeah.
So it's a twofold. Like it's not about it not looking good. Like
no
zero.
It's truly uncomfortable.
Absolutely. And then our last little kind of roundup of things is we are going to talk about smells, which I know kind of sounds like we just did a lot. But smells to be mindful of that we're going to kind of lump into hygiene. So food, drinking, and smoking.
Yes. Of any kind.
Of any kind. So Leah had even said earlier on in this episode talking about food like, yeah, if you know you're going to go out dancing, like, don't order extra garlic. Don't get the onions. Don't do those little tiny things. It will make a huge difference.
You'll get more dances, I promise you. you will get more people asking you to dance, more people accepting your dances.
Yeah.
All of those things, if they know that you smell nice.
Yeah, if it's not a super strong smell, it doesn't mean don't eat, girl. Yeah. All I do is eat. That'll be a whole nother episode. But, so just be mindful of the food and be mindful of your drinks as well. Yes. So, with that being said, you know, usually alcohol isn't the problem. Like,
no.
You know, like a little smell of like whiskey on the breath. Kind of nice. A little gin and tonic. Not so bad. It's like if you're drinking a milkshake, though, like that's the kind of stuff that kind of gets stale in the mouth.
Yes. Yeah. But that right? Bacteria.
Yeah.
The yeast.
It's dairy, girl.
The dairy. That's why she's the nutritionist.
Dying over here. So good. But yeah, and you know, even if you're drinking like, you know, sweet drinks, sodas, sugars, that kind of stuff, it kind of sits in the mouth. So even to just like swig some water, mm-hmm. kind of rinse out the mouth a little bit, that's always a good thing to do. And smoking, you know, I would say people have gotten really good with like smoking is not very socially in anymore, I guess. Yeah. But with that being said, we don't care if you're a smoker, whether mm-hmm. you are or are not, whether you're cigarettes, cigars, weed if you are in DC or any of those places where it's legal, come on. But no matter what you are smoking, making sure that your hands are then washed afterwards.
Yep, you spray something.
You spray something, and then even like to rinse your mouth out, like to go swish some water around or to take a drink of something. Because it is very strong, and again, like I said at the beginning, I'm somebody that I suffer from migraines, and smoking, that smell of especially tobacco smoke, really is a set-off for me. So
I know this sounds really weird, but where I work, we have a lot of smokers. It's really high stress, so you either have a drinker or a smoker. That's kind of how it goes. And one of the people that I work with had Febreze in their pocket. And I said, "Boo, look, what are you doing with that Febreze bottle?" And he was like, "Oh, this is what you do when you're done smoking. That way no one can smell it on you. It completely eliminates the odor."
Oh.
Could be a commercial.
It could right? be a commercial.
But that's what he does. After he's done smoking, he'll completely spray, like, where it's most evident, right?
Yeah.
He'll spray with Febreze. And it doesn't smell like Febreze, right? Because it's odor eliminating. And then it's gone, right?
Yeah.
So even doing something like that, like, you want to go smoke weed? Go smoke weed. You want to go, like, have a cigarette? Go have a cigarette. Go smoke your cigar. Relax. Have a good time. Like, that's definitely what it's about. But then be mindful of what is now stuck in your clothing.
Yeah. We have a cigar smoker that comes to our event all of the time. And he never smells like
he doesn't. Cigars. It is so impressive because they are big cigars.
Yes.
But he never does.
He never does.
It's so good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you.
So
we love you.
Here's the thing. Check in with other people. And it really does take the awkwardness away when you're the one to, like, ask the question. So even if I go to dance with somebody, if I'm like, "Hey, like, I'm so sorry. I just, like, ate some chicken and I might smell like garlic." To even say that makes it so that they're like, okay, they're aware of it.
Yes, and they can also maneuver you in different ways.
Yes. Or to say like, "Hey, I just came from outside. Like, do I smell like smoke?" People will be honest when you ask them up front. They'll either be like, "Yeah, a little bit." Or they'll be like, no, I don't smell it at all. Exactly. So even checking in with other people. I mean, this is social dancing. They become your friends. They become your dance family, especially when you learn these little tips to show respect all of the time.
Absolutely.
And if you are respectful to other people, they are hands down respectful to you. And that is exactly how you make good friends and how you become a great social dancer.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Like, I love dancing with people that are just like, always smell fresh and always just, it's like a light. You're like, "Oh, this is so nice." Like, their hands feel nice because it's like freshly washed and they're,
But I also love dancing with people that, even though they are grimy and sweaty mm-hmm. and, you know, all of those things, they're still respectful of your space while you're dancing. Because then, again, you just don't care. You're like, "I don't care what is happening right now. You are leading me
moment. Yep.
We're here. It doesn't bother me." It does bother me when, you know, the embrace is so close where I'm like, okay, now you're
invading.
Yes, now you're pushing your hygiene on me.
Yes. And we'll be talking about personal space.
Next episode.
In our next episode. For show. So, guys, thank you for tuning in. As always, I'm Lauren.
And I'm Leah.
And we are the Social Podcast.
Social Code Podcast.
Kill me.
It's okay. She's not going to say it anymore. I will. I got you, girl.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Social Code Podcast. Hashtag loyalty.
Hashtag.